Do you love the Tabernacle Choir? This year, the choir's music is everywhere you are. Listen to your favorite choir songs and music and the spoken word anytime you want on Alexa by simply enabling the skill.
Alexa, play music in the spoken word.
Now playing music in the spoken word.
You can also download the Tabernacle Choir app, subscribe to the choir on YouTube, listen on Spotify, and have access to all their wonderful music. Happy listening.
I need a snack.
Let's talk a little skiing. We're not done yet. Looks like we're getting back in, Russell, to the snowy pattern next week.
We're getting very close to 12 months a year. Very close.
Well, we squeeze as much out as we can, and Mother Nature's going to keep on giving here. People forget, and I know we've talked about this before, that March is the snowiest month.
Yeah.
Of all the months,
yeah,
for Utah, and we were pretty close to normal, according to Matt Johnson, this past week. And there's more snow coming.
What do we got, 10 days left?
Of
something
what?
Like that?
Of snow?
Of March.
Oh, yeah, more than that.
Yeah.
We're going to talk more skiing here in our Snow Day segment and check in with Sarah Sherman up at Snowbird. She sent me an email earlier about some of the new things that are coming at the resort. So, Sarah, let's start here. When is closing day for you guys, or do you even know at this point?
Well, we're still TBD on an official closing date. That'll really depend on conditions this spring. We have announced that we plan to be open through at least Memorial Day. So we're looking at a couple months of skiing left ahead of us, and you know, whatever the spring brings, we'll adjust that closing date as necessary. But we plan to stay open through Memorial Day, conditions permitting. We're really excited about that.
Yeah, one of the headlines for Snowbird is always that you offer the longest ski season of anybody. And on good seasons, we actually make it to the 4th of July.
It really depends on what happens season to season. You know, it was really interesting last year, coming off of one of our snowiest seasons of all time. We thought we would make it till the 4th of July. We made it to Father's Day, so mid-June.
Yeah.
But that was really just because we saw stuff warm up really, really quick. And so we're looking good. We're looking to have potentially an above-average season this year, and we'll milk that as long as we can, depending on how spring goes.
Yeah, there shouldn't be too much moaning if you can make it to Memorial Day with your skis on. You wouldn't know this, but we just checked in with Navidovskis, who is on the show with us every week. We call him Navi around here. He and his wife are still in Zermatt skiing in Switzerland, and my wife and I teamed up with him last week in Chamonix, France. So we were on the Icon Pass over there, and Zermatt, I guess, is getting blasted with more snow right now on that side of the world. So, yeah. If you're a ski lover, there's plenty of fun to be had. I did notice in the press release you sent me, though, that part of the mountain may close down a little bit earlier than that because you've got some renovating to do.
Yeah, so there's a lot of exciting stuff happening this spring, and a lot of that's kind of lining up in mid-April. So we normally do close our Gad Valley terrain in mid-April, but we released those details a little bit earlier this year because it's aligning with the beginning of construction of our new Wilbur chair. We're replacing the Wilbur chair. It's one of our original chairs here at Snowbird. It's currently a two-seater. It's going to be turned into a quad and realigned so that it now starts closer to Mid-Gad and Gadzoom from that ballpark area. So we're really excited about that. That will kick off Mid-Gad lower terrain closing April 15th, but we're going to keep Little Cloud open and that upper terrain open for as long as we can into the spring. We know it's some of folks' favorite stuff out there.
Yeah. Some people may be sad to see that go, but what it means is a smoother, faster ride up the mountain, and you'll actually be able to move more people in a hurry, which is helpful these days.
Absolutely. We're also going to be starting construction on a multi-year project. We're going to be doing some updates to our Mid-Gad restaurant. So we're really excited about that. More details will come as we get closer to breaking ground on construction for that. But that will be closed next winter as, you know, summer construction takes place and we kind of put a hold once snow starts. But we're really excited for that as well.
What information can we squeeze out of you about that? Is it going to be bigger or just redoing the inside of the given space?
They are going to be really updating it to have incredible windows, a more single-story open floor plan for the main space, and an incredible expanded deck. So you'll be able to have lunch nice. There, enjoy the mountain views, and just take it all in from a great outdoor patio.
Hmm. All right, that all sounds enticing. But that's going to work. That's going to take a couple of seasons then probably to get all done.
Our goal is for the 2025-26 season, which seems crazy to even be talking about, but two summers worth of work on that, just because obviously wintertime is not ideal for mid-mountain construction. So
yeah, right. Again, you're relying on Mother Nature to give you a little bit of help there. Last year you did something fun this time of year when you teamed up with Woodward, and I'm hopeful that you're going to do some of the same things this season.
Oh, man. So last year we had our first ever Woodward Spring Park collaboration. It was incredible. We had a Woodward Mountain Park appear. We hosted the Woodward Peace Park Championships. We had every intention of doing that this season. We were talking about it. We were excited about it. And when the time came to just make it all happen, a lot of different things lined up that made it so we're not this year. Some of that is, you know, us needing to focus on our construction projects. Some of that has to do with the terrain that we wanted to build on and snow there. Some of it comes down to the Woodward teams and their existing spring projects as well on their multiple different mountain locations. So unfortunately, it's on pause for this spring, but
no, shoot.
We're already talking about what we could maybe do next year because we loved doing that and we know that our guests did too.
Well, it's not too early to start talking about next year. Are season passes already on sale? Did I see that?
So we announced our season pass lineup yesterday, and they will go on sale April 10th. And so you can purchase it starting April 10th, and you can actually start skiing with it starting April 10th as well.
But there's something really exciting with that, and that's for families out there because you've got a great free youth season pass.
We do. It's really incredible. It's called our Kids Freeloader Pass, which is one of my favorite product names of all time.
Freeloader.
And the process or thought process there is that, you know, we are giving a free season pass to anyone 18 and under with a purchase of any adult, military, or senior Snowbird Summit pass or Altabird pass. They're only valid at Snowbird, so if you get an Altabird, it will only work here. But you could give it to a neighbor, you could give it to a family friend, a niece, a nephew. They don't have to be a dependent. And it's a really incredible deal. You know, you could be 18 and still qualify for getting this free pass.
Yeah, that's crazy. And usually there's a little bit of a discount if you get your passes early. Is there something to sell there?
Yeah, so the deadline to buy at the current price announced is June 5th. But we're also doing something new this year that we're really excited about, and we're offering a renewal discount. So it's $50 to anyone renewing a Snowbird season pass towards the purchase of a new Summit pass for this upcoming season. You know, it's just a thank you to our pass holders. And, you know, we recognize that prices go up, prices change. But if you're sticking with us, we're grateful for you. So you get a little bit of credit there as well.
Yeah, don't say we didn't warn you about this. You can save yourself some money and be thinking about next year. But I'm not done skiing this year. I'm still looking forward to getting up there for some bluebird days here. Absolutely. Sarah Sherman, thanks for the work you do, and thanks for squeezing us in. I know you had a busy day today.
Always have time for you. Thank you.
That's great stuff. And if you want more information, look them up online. And we'll certainly be talking more Snowbird as we get ready for the summer season as well. Just want to tell you that we were over there in Europe. Amazing the price of tickets. Now, we mentioned we walked on with our Icon Pass. Ski day pass is $74. Becky and I both skied for 2 days on $268.
That's a good price.
That's a great price.
Yeah.
That's right. You wouldn't know that, would you?
Well, I know a little bit, but not a lot.
Yeah. $74 for a day. Just amazing.
A day pass here is like 100 and something.
Yeah, 100 and something. Yeah. And on a snowy day at Deer Valley, you might pay over $200 for one. But great prices. Anyway, we've got to take a break. We'll do that when we come back. Hopefully, we make connections here with Roger Eggett from Bear River Lodge. So don't go away.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.